The Gemara Masechta Me'ila, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, discusses that what is the halacha if somebody makes a neder that he won't eat basar? What is included in basar and what is not included in basar? And the Gemara Maskara is that if somebody makes a neder from basar, he may not even eat poultry, is without a question. But he may not even eat fish unless it's one of the circumstances where it's obvious that he did not intend to include fish in his nether. It was a day that he did Hakazos Hadam, or a day that he was having eye problems, where there it's obvious that fish was not included in his nether. The Meiri in Masechta Nedarim does not agree with this. And he says the fish is always not included in the category of basar, unless it's in a place where people expressly call fish meat. Otherwise, fish would not be included in the category of meat. This is obviously a very important question, because the question that comes up, many Paiskim discuss it, is the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Reish Mem Tes, Sif Katan Vav, says that for a meal to be considered a Sudas Mitzvah, Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar, there must be meat served with the Suda. So, since we know, and we'll speak about this a little more perhaps later, that a Sudas Bris certainly is a Sudas Mitzvah, and Sudas Bris has to represent Simcha, so it would seem that a Sudas Bris should have to have meat. Moreover, we find that Chazal compare a bris to a carbon that was offered in the Beis HaMikdash. And since, as we've been learning in our Masechta, so many times, that a carbon obviously must have meat, so it would seem that a bris should have to have meat, as we indeed find that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a bris that takes place even during the 9 days, the halacha is, has to have, may have meat, even though, of course, we don't eat meat during the 9 days. But of course, as we know, and the Chasam Sofer already brings up this point, people don't want to eat meat when a bris milah typically takes place. So the question is, what should we do? So I found two tshuvas. One of the tshuvas, Maram Shit, Yoridea, Simon Shin Samach Vav. The actual discussion that the Maram Shik has there is may an oval attend a bris milah. So one thing that the Maram Shik suggests is that if the oval, certainly it says, is that since the oval is, if he's the moel or the sandik, there's no question that he may attend the bris. But what is the halacha if he's not the moel or the sandik, may he attend the bris? So the Maram Shik makes two very interesting points. One point that he makes is that the chiyuv of simcha by a bris is a chiyuv daraisa, as the pasuk says, Sos anoichi alim rasecha. The chiyuv of Avelis is only the Rabbonim. So certainly one supersedes the other. But moreover, he says, since most people don't serve the meat at a bris, and as we quoted at the beginning of the shir, the opinion of the Magen Avraham is that ain't simcha ella b'basar. So it turns out that there's no real simcha taking place at this bris, because there's no basar being served at the bris. And therefore, we have another reason why an oval could come. But what we also see from the Maramshik is sort of a interesting dual approach. On one hand, the Maramshik says that the chi of simcha by a bris is a chi of deraisa, perhaps. But on the other hand, he does suggest that perhaps you could makayim, that you could certainly have a bris without meat. Ramosha Sternbuch, Shlita, in Shiles of Chuvas, Chuvas van Hoggis, Chelik Beis, Simitav Pehei, discusses this question as well. And he, in fact, quotes a Sefer Eretz Chaim in the name of Moran Uzloi, that in Tzfas, the minig was that they did not, specifically, they did not make a bris with meat, only with fish, in order not to embarrass somebody who can't afford to make a bris with meat. So now we already have a second reason why we could be makel. So now we have another reason why we could be makel. One reason is because of what we started our shir, that fish maybe is included in basar. Another is because takana shloi levayish, somebody who can't afford a meat bris, even though he does quote the Magen Avraham, who says ain't simcha ela b'basar. And in fact, he quotes a Chachmas Adam, who already says that the Gra was upset at people who did not serve a full meal at a bris milah. And then quotes the Bris Gerov, who was makbid always to have a basar meat at the Sudas Bris milah. But he himself says that since Bizman Hazeh, serving meat in the morning, that's the opposite of COVID. Nobody eats meat in our world. Most people don't eat meat in our world in the morning. And therefore, he says, the whole point of meat is to show a chshivas. This is not a chshivas to serve meat when nobody wants to eat it that time in the morning. Another source that I found why dairy could be served at a bris, because we remember how the Torah tells us that Sarah, who had Yitzchak Avinu when she was 90 years old, still was able to nurse all the babies. Hinika Sarah. Sarah was able to nurse all the babies. And because she was able to nurse all the babies, that therefore we want to commemorate that, and we should serve dairy to commemorate that tremendous nace. Ramosha Sternbuch, in that tshuva, Simon Tov Peidal, the tshuva before, discusses that the Gra says that there are two words in Lashon Kodesh that seem to be very similar but are not identical. One is sason, and one is simcha. What's the difference between sason and simcha? So he says simcha is when one's joy is an inner joy. Sason is a simcha when others see that I am joyous. He says, as we quoted, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed, says that the pasuk Sos anoichi alim rasecha k'maitzei shalorov refers to bris milah. So he says that bris milah not only does it require simcha, but it has to be simcha in the category of sason to show that you're besimcha, because there's in fact such a tremendous simcha that a Jew could bring his child into the brisoy shel Avraham Avinu, and in fact that's why he says that the halacha is that on if Purim falls on Shabbos, we make the suda on Sunday. Because on Purim, we're also supposed to have sason. And if you'll have a suda on Shabbos, it won't be obvious that it's the covered the bris, it's the covered the milah, it's the covered the Purim. And therefore, what happens if there's a bris on Shabbos? He says, you have to somehow show that there's an extra food, an extra simcha being served on by this bris to show that you are now in the category of sason. And that's why he says the Magen Avraham was machmer to have meat at the bris. And that's why, as we said earlier, even during the 9 days, we serve, if a bris falls during the 9 days, we serve meat. Because the whole point is sus anoich al nasecha to show the tremendous simcha that we're experiencing by having this bris milah. So the main point is that we should show HaKadosh Baruch Hu gratitude for helping us have a child and for helping us being able to fulfill this wonderful mitzvah of a bris milah. And we should always be able to do mitzvahs. The simcha.